Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today we're on our story unit.
Yeah.
The story is called My Side of the Mountain.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's a story I guess I'm somewhat familiar with.
Like the themes. Okay.
Because it's about a person from the city, from the big city, going to the countryside. Now, for me, I went the opposite way. I went from the countryside to the city.
I think it's a little bit like me as well, because I lived in Brisbane, mm-hmm. and the place I was living in, it was more like the hill or the mountain area.
Okay.
So I wasn't so much of a country person compared to, like, people here in Taipei. And as you know, in Taipei, everything is so convenient. You can get food and mm-hmm. there's, like, convenience stores everywhere, which is very different from where I grew up.
Yes. So this is about those differences,
uh-huh.
about the changes in lifestyle,
right.
about when you go from the city to the countryside. Mm. So we're going to learn all about that over the next 3 days of our story.
Okay.
My Side of the Mountain. So let's get into our article right now.
Reading. My Side of the Mountain. Sam is a teenage boy. He lives in a cramped apartment in New York City with his parents and 8 brothers and sisters. Sam gets so fed up with his situation that he decides to run away from home. He wants to go to his great-grandfather's abandoned farm near Delhi, New York, in the Catskill Mountains. After a while, Sam lets his father in on his plans. His dad simply laughs and says that all boys need to have at least one adventure. However, his dad suspects Sam will return home after just one night. Sam starts to educate himself about surviving in the wilderness. He goes to the New York City Public Library every day to read about it. Finally, in May, Sam decides to leave. He takes a penknife, a ball of string, an axe, $40, and flint and steel with him. Sam rides trains and hitchhikes to Delhi. There, he asks a librarian for help finding his great-grandfather's farm. She gives him a map, and he is on his way once again.
All right, our story today begins by saying Sam is a teenage boy. Oh, just like me. No, not just like me. I just dress like one.
Okay.
He lives in a cramped apartment in New York City with his parents and 8 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Okay, the apartment
big
is...
Big family.
Yeah, big family, but the apartment is cramped.
Oh.
Just means it's small.
Mm.
So there's not a lot of space. And he's got 8 brothers and sisters and 2 parents living in an apartment. I cannot even imagine what that would be like. There'd be no privacy.
Oh.
Everybody would know what you're doing all the time.
That's true. I wouldn't want that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
我们一开始就看到我们的课文有提到 teenager or teenage boy. Okay, 所以我们就知道我们的主人翁, 我们的主角 是一个 teenager. 那像从英文的数字, like 从13开始 13, 14, 15, 16, etc. 后面是不是都有个 teen? Okay, 所以没有错, 其实呢, teenage 是什么就是青少年的 那teenager 通常就是13到19岁这样的青少年 那刚刚我们有看到 cramped 这个字 That just means not having enough space inside It's too small and crowded 就是狭窄的这样的意思 For example, I could say something like The family has been living in the cramped apartment for 3 months OK, 我们看完课文整句在说什么呢 说Sam呢 是一个青少年 他跟爸爸妈妈还有 wow, 8个兄弟姐妹一起住在怎么样 位于纽约市的非常狭小的公寓 And it's in New York
So they're living all together uh-huh. in this very small, cramped apartment
Right
I can imagine it would be tense in there You're always just around other
you
people
You see each other
Too much, yeah, you
no
can't
privacy.
Get away from each other No privacy, like we said Sam gets so fed up with this situation,、mm-hmm. with his situation, that he decides to run away from home. So if you get fed up with something, it just、mm-hmm. means you get angry.
Yeah.
Because something keeps happening, it's annoying, or it、mm-hmm. makes you mad, or it makes you frustrated. That, you just go start going, like, I can't stand it anymore.、That's what happens to him. He gets fed up with this situation,、mm-hmm. with the things that are happening, and he decides to run away from home. He's like, I am...out of here. I can't take it anymore.
Okay, 所以呢我们刚刚有看到呢 be, 或者有时候我们可以说 get fed up with something, 就是、受够这样的意思 I've had enough, okay, cut it out, that's it. Okay, 通常就是如果你受够某件事情可能会说到的话 Let's stop right here first because that's our shortcut for you phrase, so let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
I'm starving. What's for dinner?
I made soup.
Ah, soup, soup, soup. Always soup. I'm getting fed up with soup.
I made it so you could feed on it.
That's not what I mean. To be or get fed up with something means you are bored of that thing and don't want it anymore.
Oh, so rude. Be fed up with or get fed up with means 受够了
I'm afraid so, Vina. I just don't want soup anymore.
You know what I'm fed up with?
What?
Having to do all the cooking. Cook your own dinner next time, Pat.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about being fed up with something. Now, he was fed up with the situation. Now, the situation is all the circumstances、that are around you. It's all、the things that are happening to you at a specific time. So you、can be in a good situation,、a bad situation, a difficult or a dangerous、situation. You can describe...However, things are happening、
That's、
to you、
true.
At that time. That is your situation.
Situation. Okay, situation. 刚刚有没有看到这个字？就是有处境啦，或者是情况的意思，就是个名词哦。像是刚刚就有老师有补充，当然你有时候可以到很好的处境 ，a good situation. Or sometimes you could be in a bad or dangerous situation. 当然就是危险或是不好的处境。或者有时候你想要让对方有感同身受的感觉，你可以说 I've been in your situation before, so I think I can help you. 就是、欸、我之前跟你的处境差不多，所以我想我可以可能帮一下你的忙。 And sometimes we could also talk about other things like financial situation or、the current、political or economic situation, for example. OK, 所以看回课文他提到就是 Sam 他实在是受够了这个处境，于是他决定要怎么样，要离家出走哦。
So he just wants to get、out of there. He's tired of that situation.、
Right.
He's in a bad situation.、And it says that he wants to go to his great-grandfather's abandoned farm、near Delhi, New York, in the Catskill Mountains.、Okay, so he's got this relative. It's a great-grandfather.、So his grandfather's grandfather. So、this guy was、old. He'd be really old,、I guess.And the farm is abandoned. Abandoned just means, well, there's nothing there. Okay, the great-great-grandfather might not be around anymore. 、but the farm, there's nobody living there. Abandoned means that people have gone away from that place. Nobody's there anymore. It's in Delhi, New York. Not Delhi, not New Delhi, India. We're just going、further into the countryside of New York State in the Catskill Mountains.Mountain. So it's going to be very different from a cramped apartment in New York City.
Okay, in the mountains. Okay, 我们来看一下刚刚提到的 abandoned, A-B-A-N-D-O-N-E-D 这个形容词，当然就是被丢弃啦，或者是废弃的这样的意思。因为原本它的是源自于动词 abandon. Okay, 同样也有就是抛弃啦，或者是遗弃的意思。Okay, now the word abandoned can actually mean a lot of things. For example, it could mean left without needed protection or care, like when we talk about an abandoned baby. Or it could be just something left by the owner, like an abandoned house or a car. Now, sometimes it could also mean it's no longer held or thought of, like it's given up. For example, we could talk about abandoned hopes or dreams, right? Okay, 所以回到课文提到就是他想要去这个 Delhi, okay, 他的附近的一个 Catskill 的山中去找他的谁 great-grandfather, 就是曾祖父废弃的农场。Okay.
So he's got this idea to、mm-hmm. go to the Catskill Mountains. There's、uh-huh. a farm there. It's abandoned. I guess he's thinking, oh, I can just go live there. And there's、going to be so much wide open space and no eight brothers and sisters and parents and just none of that. It's going to be、totally different. After a while, Sam lets his father in on his plans. If you let somebody in on something, it just means that you tell them about something. You reveal、some information to them that they didn't knowbefore. It doesn't mean like letting somebody into the house,、mm-hmm. like opening the door. Let somebody in on something just means to tell somebody.
OK, 刚刚就有老师有解释说这不是 let somebody in 这样的一个片就是让某人进来你家里是 let somebody in on something.On 什么东西呢？通常就是把像是秘密啦，或是某件事情透露给某一个人。So it just means to allow someone to know maybe a secret or something. For example, you could say something like, he said he'd let me in on a secret if I promised not to tell anyone else. OK, 所以课文的文章刚刚是提到就是一阵子之后 ,Sam 就把他的计划透露给他的爸爸。And what does his father say?
Yeah, what's his dad going to say?、
Yeah.
His son, his teenage son,、uh-huh. is saying, yeah, I'm going to go run away to a farm
yeah,
in the mountains.
I'm going to leave this house.
Is his dad going to say, I forbid you to go, you can't do it, I'm going to lock you in your room?
You're about it.
No, he said, his dad simply laughs、
oh.
and says that all boys need to have、at least one adventure.
So、wow.
he's kind of he gives him permission. Yeah, he says,、go ahead.Go have some fun. Go have an adventure. Don't die. Just be safe, but have fun.
And you're a boy, so adventures are great.
I guess, yes.、Okay. He says every boy needs one.
OK, 所以哇他爸爸还蛮 open-minded, 蛮开明他说就他爸爸反竟然只是笑笑的说哎呀反正男生总是要出去怎么样冒险一次 adventure 就是冒险的意思
Now, you, Yeah, you might be、mm-hmm. wondering why would he say, yeah.
yeah,
go ahead, have your adventure, no problem.、You might think, okay, that's a weird thing for a parent to do, to let him go do something so dangerous.
Exactly.
To put him in that dangerous situation.Okay, it explains it right now. It says, however, his dad suspects Sam will return home after just one night. That's why. He thinks, okay, my son's going to go out there. It's going to be dark. It's going to be cold. And he's going to come running back home right away. He suspects that. If you suspect、uh-huh. something, it means you think something is going to happen.、
Mm-hmm.
You're not exactly sure. You don't have all the information.But you're guessing. You're kind of guessing that something is true or that something is going to happen. So he says, yep, my boy is going to go outside and he's going to get tired of it very quickly.
Wow.
And he'll be banging on the door saying, please let me back into the cramped apartment with my eight brothers and sisters and my wonderful parents where I have food and money and shelter. He thinks he'll come、back soon.
That sounds more like what a dad would think, huh? Okay, so let's take a look at this word suspect. S-U-S-P-E-C-T. Suspect, 其实有怀疑的意思。可大家可能会想说，诶，不对啊，怀疑是不是有另外一个字 ?Doubt, D-O-U-B-T. Okay, 没有错。那我们来看一下这两个差别。Suspect 比较像是认为某件可能不好的事情可能存在发生，或者是可能这件事情是真的。我们来举个例子，我比较清楚。像是我可能会说 ，I suspect that Jack is in trouble because he hasn't come to work for so many days. Okay, 所以你就怀疑一件不好事情可能发生了。那 doubt 呢，其实则是怀疑某件事情的真实性而已。可能觉得，哎，这件事情就不可能发生，它不见得是好与坏哦。OK, 所以口语我们常常会说 I doubt it, 就是用来表示可能性不大又不太可能了。So if somebody asks you something like, do you think you can come tonight? And if you answer, I doubt it, 就是应该不太可能。OK, 所以我们来看回课文，他说 however, 然而他爸爸就相信 Sam 怎么样，哎呀，他只要过一晚后就会乖乖再回家，想说哎，你撑不了这么久。And is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's going to happen? Is Sam right? just going to go out and come back right away?
Begging, can I come back?
Please let me back into the house. Mm-hmm. Well, Sam starts to educate himself about surviving in the wilderness. So he's taking this seriously. If you educate yourself about something, it means that you are teaching yourself.
Yes.
About all these things. So he's going to learn how to survive outside where there's no 7-Elevens or supermarkets or anything like that, where he's going to have to survive.
It's going to be very different.
Yeah, he's going to have to survive by himself.
Okay, so we should be more familiar with this word education, 就是教育, but that's a noun. Now here we see educate, 就是它的动词, it's a verb, E-D-U-C-A-T-E. 同样也有教育的意思。For example, I could say something like, parents trust schools to educate their children. OK, 那刚刚还提到另外这个字就是野外。因为通常要注意它的发音，我们听到就是以狂野的是不是用 wild 这样子的一个字。可是刚刚我们看到的野外是 wilderness。OK, so notice the difference in the pronunciation. OK, 所以 Sam 他开始要怎么样？自学要如何在野外生存。Wow, good for him.
So how's he going to educate himself? It says he goes to the New York City Public Library every day to read about it. Okay, so he's in the city. He's in the city.
He's doing the city.
He can't really go out and experience it in New York City. You don't learn how to survive in the wild in the city.You can only read about it. So he goes to the public library, there's all these books around, and he's going to read about the things that he'll need to do to live and survive out there in the mountains.
Okay, so 他每天呢都会到纽约公共的图书馆报到然后找书看看。Now finally in May, Sam decides to leave. So he takes a penknife, a ball of string, an axe, and guess how much? $40 US dollars, and flint and steel with him. 所以呢，到了五月的时候 ，Sam 就决定 ，OK， 他要离开了。他决定要带什么呢？一个 penknife， 就是这个袖珍的折刀，还有一捆线团啦 ，an axe， 哇哦，是什么呢？就是一把斧头。当然，他还是有带一点钱。$40还有什么呢 Flint and steel. What are these? They are 就是发火的 to make fire, right?
That's right.
发火石跟铁片
Next we read that Sam rides trains and hitchhikes to Delhi. So he's got all his supplies and now he is actually on his way to the farm.
Okay, hitchhike 其实就是搭便车这样的意思哦 For example, I could say something like Her car broke down, so she had to hitchhike back home Okay, 是这样子 Okay, 那通常搭便车呢 There are also other ways you could say this 像是如果你说我需要搭便车到公车站 You could say something like I need a lift, L-I-F-T, to the bus station Or maybe if you want to help somebody 就是你想要说你要不要搭个便车，你就可以说 Can I give you a lift or do you need a lift? OK, 当然你也可以用刚刚那个字 hitched, OK. I hitched a lift or a ride home after the party. OK, 所以回到课文 Sam 他搭火车然后呢找到了人给他搭便车一路到了这个 Where did he go? What's this place called again?
This is Delhi.
Delhi,
He's going
right?
to Delhi in,
that's right. He's
in
going
New York
to the,
State.
The Catskill Mountains.
The Catskill Mountains. He's going up there to that farm that he's going to try to find. So it says there in Delhi, he's got to the town.
Right.
He asks a librarian for help finding his great grandfather's farm. So I guess Sam has a thing for libraries. That's where he went to educate himself in the city. He gets to Delhi. The first place he goes is the library. We know that because he's talking to a librarian.
Right.
The librarian is basically the boss of the library. They are the ones that are in charge of putting all the books on the shelves, making sure people return the books on time.
So important.
They do everything in the library, basically.
Right. 我们都知道 library 就是图书馆 so librarian, 当然就是图书馆馆员。所以在那边呢 Sam 他就像一个图书馆员就是寻求协助找到他的曾祖父的可能农场。Okay, so what did the librarian do?
Well, he needs to know where the farm is. He's not exactly sure how to get there. So she gives him a map.
Oh, of course.
And he's on his way once again. So he's got the map. He can look. He can see where the location is.
Uh-huh.
And it just says he's on his way. If you're on your way, you're going to the place that you want to get to. So he's going to be trying to find that farm.
这里的 be on one's way 就是你可能在某个路上或是开始旅程这样子的意思。像是呢有时候我们可能会说哎，我可能要赶快提早走了。I'm afraid I must be on my way. That means I must leave now. Okay? Or you could say something like, a funny thing happened to me on my way or on the way here. That just means while I was traveling here. Okay, 所以最后呢我们看到的呢就是这个 librarian 他给了 Sam 一张 map, 一个地图然后呢他就再度踏上旅程。That comes to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today in our story, Sam ran away from home, although his father knew about it. So it wasn't like a big secret or anything. But Laura, have you ever felt like running away? Why or why not?
Of course. When I'm swamped with work, I'm like, I need to go away somewhere. I need to, you know, take a vacation, things like that. I want to run away and, you know, have some fun. Have my me time a little bit.
Okay.But not when you were a kid? Like, you never felt like, oh, I want to get away from my parents?
Of course, when I always have, like, those fights with my parents, especially my mom, it's like, I don't want to, you know, come back anymore. I want to run away, of course. Yeah, as a kid, everybody has that thought. I don't know. What about you? Have you?
I ran away once.
You what?
When I was a kid,
yeah. I only thought about it, but I never ran away.
I ran away for about an hour.
Okay.
That's as long as I lasted.
Okay.
And I only made it about 10 minutes away from my house.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized,
How old were you?
Maybe 8 or 9.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then I was like, I don't have any food. I don't have any money.I have no place to sleep.
I'm hungry.
I'm going back home. That was a bad idea. I forgive my mom and dad. I'm going straight back home. So it wasn't like a big serious thing. It was just me having a bit of a temper tantrum.
That's true.
That's what all it was. But, you know, most people...
It was just 1 hour, guys.
Yeah, it was just an hour. Most people have these feelings from time to time.
Of course. Very few
people actually run away from home for very long. So if you ever have these feelings, just remember it's normal and it usually passes.That brings us to the end of day one of our story. We'll be back with day two tomorrow. So please join us then for English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
My Side of the Mountain. Sam is a teenage boy. He lives in a cramped apartment in New York City with his parents and 8 brothers and sisters. Sam gets so fed up with his situation...that he decides to run away from home. He wants to go to his great-grandfather's abandoned farm near Delhi, New York, in the Catskill Mountains. After a while, Sam lets his father in on his plans. His dad simply laughs and says that all boys need to have at least one adventure. However, his dad suspects Sam will return home after just one night.Sam starts to educate himself about surviving in the wilderness. He goes to the New York City Public Library every day to read about it. Finally, in May, Sam decides to leave. He takes a penknife, a ball of string, an axe, $40, and flint and steel with him. Sam rides trains and hitchhikes to Delhi. There,He asks the librarian for help finding his great-grandfather's farm. She gives him a map, and he is on his way once again.
Vocabulary Review.
Situation. The video of the cat chasing the dog?Captured a funny and unusual situation. Abandoned. It's been 20 years since anyone lived in that abandoned building. Suspect. The police began to suspect that the people they were talking to were lying. Educate.The art history teacher tried to educate her students about some famous painters. axe. John used an axe to cut the wooden logs in half. Librarian. The librarian told the loud students to be quiet, since other people were trying to read.